Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated. Visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
It's a Reaction Monday, brought to you by First Bank, with Big Al and D-Mac.
It's great to hear from Stink. Earlier this morning, he had this to say about Garrett Bowles.
Wait, this is a first-round pick. As an organization, you've just admitted you made a colossal mistake on one first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Are you advocating that they come out and admit another one? What do you do with them?
I don't. For me?
Yeah.
I wouldn't play him. I'd play somebody else that can play. That's not going to put you in harm's way. Maybe not as good an athlete, but understands what your responsibility is on every play. Then that creates another problem, though, Mike. Maybe if he doesn't know what to do at left tackle, the one position he plays, do you think he can play swing? Play both? Absolutely not. So,
I mean, are we talking about a sit him down, give him a mental break, you know, John Gray send down to Albuquerque type thing? Create some phantom injury just so you can put him on IR so he has time to just clear his head?
Well, I guess I didn't coach that way. I'm not about saving somebody's feelings. There are no ice bags for hurt feelings. I'd bench his ass and tell him he's no good. And it's on you. You need to figure it out. You need to see if you can rectify this. Like, that's on you.
Alfred?
I felt like I was listening to Alex Gibbs. I mean, that's the brand of football that I'm used to. That's the type of conversations that I would hear. And it was never nice. It was never pretty. And he would just call guys out. And I think Stink is cut from the same cloth as Alex Gibbs. And in this situation, if this was I'll tell you why I believe he's right.
Okay.
I'll tell you why I believe he's right. I do believe that we have two tackles that can play.
Okay.
So, Billy Turner, you may be up.
Should Garrett Bowles be benched?
I think Garrett Bowles should be benched after that last game. It was the things that were involved in that game that were bad. He had a lot to do with it. Like, it's one thing having a bad game where you just miss blocks or you get a couple holding calls. But on the sack strip of Case Keenum, where Phillip Lindsay was kicked out the game, where the ball was knocked out, Bowles didn't know what to do. He played it like it was a run. And it was clearly a pass. I mean, I'm sitting there looking at the play. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I got maybe one of those every 4 years in the NFL where a guy just didn't block me or didn't do anything. I mean, I was like, what is going on with him? I'm like, listen, when that happened, I'm like, this dude, mentally he's gone. Mentally he's gone because they may call a play, like, say they call the play, you know, fake 15 trap pass, okay? Okay, he may have just heard 15 and didn't hear the pass part of it.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? And whatever it was, he absolutely just blew his assignment, just didn't block his guy. He shuffled to him like it was a run,
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, man, only reason that I would do it now, like Stink said, is because you need to get his attention. You know, we're not talking about a 21-year-old guy.
No.
We're not talking about a 22-year-old guy.
He's got a kid. I don't know if you knew that.
Man, we're talking about a 20. Well, is he 26 years old, right?
Something like that. I don't think he's quite that old, but well, I can look it up.
I think he was 25 last year, so he's got to be it. Unless he goes backwards, maybe he's 24.
Maybe he's Benjamin Button. Who knows?
But
he is 26?
Yeah,
good
26 years old.
Good on you, 26.
26 years old.
Yeah, Stink says he. Listen, I think a lot of people are being polite about Garrett Bowles. To just say he doesn't get it, that's kind of code for something else. I'm not even going to say what it's code for, but I think we all know what we're saying. Stink is saying he doesn't
get it. Man, he had two good games against subpar competition. And Terrell Suggs, man, you just got to know that you're going to fight him. Like, that's the only thing that, but you got to know when the play's over.
He doesn't get it.
You know what I'm saying? You got to know when the damn play's over. When the play's over, you don't take the guy and torque him to the ground. There's never anything good that's going to happen when the back judge is looking to protect the quarterback, so he's looking at that action right there.
Mm-hmm.
You can never torque a guy in the NFL.
What do you do?
You run him by, and if he's got to step on you,
mm-hmm.
you know, quarterback step up, and Case Keenum steps up.
Mm-hmm.
So why is he doing this?
You don't need to do it.
He doesn't need to do it, man. That's two weekends in a row he's done it.
By the way, he almost got in a fight that would have got him a flag during the Raiders game if Connor McGovern didn't step in the mix, and he was the most penalized. He was the most penalized.
That's last year.
Offensive lineman last year as well.
That's last year, but I haven't seen.
I'm just saying it's continuing.
I haven't seen this bad of a play from him in none of the games that he had as a rookie. When I say I didn't see.
Wow, really?
Oh, he was bad. Man, when I tell you he was bad, he was bad. It was like he didn't have his edge and he didn't have that sting. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was something. Like, Valdir got beat. Valdir got beat on an inside move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get beat. This is the NFL.
It happens.
Okay, it happens. Okay, you get beat. You know, every now and then you get beat. But there are sometimes you get beat, man, where you could just simply just throw your body at a guy
mm-hmm.
and don't have to worry about using your hands because your body weight is enough that it's going to take
but
the guy in a direction.
Bowles just isn't aware of things.
It was the worst game I've seen him play. Period.
Worthy,
but he's played two really good games, you know, against, you know,
subpar competition.
This is the only guy.
The Raiders.
Played.
Raiders are now 0-3.
Listen, man, Terrell Suggs is going to go to the Hall of Fame. Okay,
mm-hmm.
but he's not an explosive player anymore. He's just a guy who's going to fight you all day. So literally, you just have to kick to him and sit tight.
Why did you think Bowles was such a bad draft pick on draft night? You got
because
up
he was 25. He was already 25 as a rookie. 25 as a rookie. And
so it was obvious to you that this was going to be a bad
draft pick. And then I was looking at him play against like really athletic guys.
Mm-hmm.
And the really athletic guys, you know, he tried to stay with them and he would give up the bull rush. Like in football, man, the bull rush is the simplest thing that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
The bull rush is where you just simply line up on the opposite side of the guy and just run right through him.
Is it fair to say that everything you thought that would be bad about the pick of Garrett Bowles has come true, or is it even worse?
But I was hopeful that it was going to flip around and turn into something good because he had two really good games to start this year. But after last week, man, I mean, he doesn't have to see Khalil Mack anymore. You know, he's got to see D Ford still, and you know, and that group over from Kansas City Monday night. But I mean, to say that he had like Von Miller would have had six sacks. Von Miller would have had six sacks if he was lining up over there against Garrett Bowles.
Right.
Because the one thing that Bowles lacked in that game, the first road game, he couldn't get off on the snap count. Like, his timing was off. That's why he was grabbing. You know, so every time the defensive end would take off,
mm-hmm.
you know, he was a half step behind already.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? And, and he's got to learn to put that step, that foot in, and give himself, you know, all, you know, as close as you can without being considered in the backfield. Like, you have to go over and talk to the side judge and say, man, listen, man, I need some space. How much can I get? You know, I'm a check with you the first time to see how I'm doing.
In the NFL, is it about putting the best player out there to give yourself the best chance to win?
It's always about putting the best player out there to give yourself
the
chance to win.
Is he the best tackle that gives them the best chance to win right now?
I don't think so, man. You know, but so Billy Turner, let me say this. Billy Turner had a crappy game in the preseason. He had like a crappy game in preseason. But then, you know, when Valdir went down, he came in and he played well. So when you're starting to talk about your first round draft pick who's been guaranteed money and you think that, like, I don't know who's responsible for the draft pick, but I'll tell you this, okay? When you're drafting somebody 25 years old in the NFL draft, you know that your time with this guy is limited. Like, if we're lucky to get 10 years out of him, that would take him all the way to 35.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what you need to know immediately is, can he play now? You don't have developmental time.
No.
You know, I mean, you're going to wait till the guy's 30?
Nope.
You know,
a lot of first-round guys play right now.
So
you kind of depend on that.
So when you're looking at Bowles, man, you know, he's got these bad habits that put the team at risk too many times. One in particular where I thought, that was dumb. Why did you do? He had Terrell Suggs blocked on one play where he had him clearly past the quarterback's level, and he took that right hand and the left hand, and he twisted Terrell Suggs to almost like pancake him. Like when a pass rusher is rushing the passer, there's no way in the world he never ends up on his back turning the corner. Mm. There's nothing that could push him. There's nothing that could put him on his back as a pass rusher. If anything, he lands on his stomach.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because he's trying to run too low or do whatever he's doing, and he lands on his stomach. But when you see a guy torque a guy and he lands on his back, then you know something's wrong.
There's only one way to do that.
It's only one way to do it. And you know what you're doing also? You're basically saying, to hell with it on this one. To hell with it on this one. This is how I feel right now. And so I'm going to take him down with no regard for the rest of the offensive success. And you know what? That's a moment. That's a very selfish moment as a player. Now, that's a selfish moment because you think that the guy, you know, has reached a point where he can be vulnerable to those kind of moves. So in football, there are moments where you can protect each other. There are moments where you've won. And there's moments where you've lost, okay? In that moment, he lost. He could have protected the other player. I'm not saying that that's his job to protect the other player. But then also, he caused the team to miss out on a huge play from Demaryius Thomas on one of those.
That's right.
And then, we go from 1st and 5, I think it was, 2nd and 5, and then we go to 2nd and 15. Case Keenum backs up. He feels the pressure. He throws an interception.
So if we want to talk about making Keenum better,
our offensive line has been great the first 2 weeks. I'm telling you, they've been lights out great.
Can you have a left tackle that doesn't get it?
Those were very selfish penalties, man. I mean, they were selfish.
All right, fine.
Take your right hand. You know, like, you got him, right? You got him. Take your left hand off of him and use the right hand and just guide him around the corner.
By the way, Ryan Harris wasn't the plan at left tackle for the Broncos in 2015.
He fought your ass every... I mean, you talking about somebody that fought, man, Ryan Harris.
But Ryan Harris was a swing tackle.
Yeah.
He was brought in later, but here's what's the deal with Ryan Harris.
He fought every play, though.
Ryan Harris.
Smart guy.
Smart guy.
But he's got this... Ryan had this... He's always been a competitive guy, like a very competitive guy, and just, even though, he was injured later on in his career, didn't have the same athleticism when he was younger, he would just fight you.
But Ryan Harris,
he would get beat. Don't get me wrong. He would get beat.
Yeah.
But it was because a guy beat him clean and the play was over. You gave up a sack, okay.
But Ryan never had a game like Garrett Bowles had yesterday, right?
No.
And even though Ryan wasn't supposed to be the star, whatever, he was smart enough and good enough to know how to play it to sort of hang on by the skin of his teeth.
Right, right.
Good enough for the Broncos to win a Super Bowl.
Right.
Tyler Plumbus was a player like that.
Hold on. That kind of play represented of what Michael Schofield used to be. Okay, that's a Michael Schofield kind of performance. You know, maybe he didn't give up the sacks, but the effects of what he did took us out of scoring positions.
Well, then he's a complete bust. If that's the truth.
I just couldn't believe how, once again, when you grab a guy and you torque him at the end of a rush, you're trying, to me, you're trying to hurt that guy. First of all, you're going to get called on the 100%. There is never a time when you're not going to get called on that.
Do you think our evaluation?
It's a very.
Do you think our evaluation of how we're doing this right now is something that is easily seen and perceived by the offensive line in Case Keenum?
Oh, no. Listen, man, all the old offensive linemen that saw that yesterday threw their hands up in the air.
So the answer is,
I'm talking about guys who played high school football and college football looked at that and said, come on, bro, you can't do that.
Okay, so
it was bad.
So everybody knows it then.
Oh, everybody knows it.
So what do you think that does to Case Keenum's confidence?
Case can't worry about that. Chase get paid $18 million. Not to worry about that.
Okay.
Don't get don't you,
but
you
what
get paid
do you think
not
it does?
To worry. Listen,
what do you think
I don't
it
care,
does
I don't
to
care
him?
What you I don't care what it you may perceive that it does for you. You have to stand in their towel. You have to step up and be the quarterback and not worry about that
stuff. That's a nice rah-rah speech.
I'm just, no, it's
but
not
what,
a rah-rah
what
speech,
do you think
D-Mac.
It really does
D-Mac,
to his confidence?
It's not listen. Yesterday, Case Keenum had a bad day because
do you think
he was hesitant about throwing the rock, man. He was okay. He was not.
Why do you think he's hesitant about throwing the rock?
Because he don't want to throw interceptions.
Okay. So now.
So now everybody in Denver in the media is saying, well, Case only threw 7 interceptions all year last year. He's already thrown 4. So guess what? Going into the next game, he's cognizant about throwing interceptions. Don't worry about throwing interceptions. Play your game.
I know you're encouraging him not to worry about it.
Man, you cannot. You cannot.
But does it look like he's not worried about it?
Let me ask you this.
What does it look like?
Did it look like something was wrong yesterday with Case?
Yeah.
It wasn't the pressure. Yeah. It was his decision making, and he was more careful yesterday.
What is it about decision making that gives you pause?
It takes time.
Usually, if you're having problems making decisions, it's usually because of a lack of confidence.
No.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, the lack of confidence is true, but how you battle that lack of confidence is you know, like if your offensive coordinator saying, Case, don't throw it here, if you're saying, or you have a coordinator that's saying, man, let it rip, man, you know, like it you may be, you know, like, because there are some coaches who will say, let it rip. There'll be some coaches who will say, you know what, man? You got to be more careful here. The head coach is going to always say, you got to be more careful here. But when you go in the meeting room, your position coach has to be like, man, I know he said, you know, you got to be more careful, but you got to let it rip. Like, there's a cop, bad cop situation going on with the head coach.
So what did it look like Case was going through yesterday?
He looked like he didn't want to throw interceptions early on.
And usually you don't want to throw interceptions because you're just lacking confidence.
No, you don't want to throw interceptions because,
Alfred,
you know.
Alfred, come on.
No, you don't want to throw in. Listen.
Come on.
Listen, Case threw 3 interceptions in the first week, and you know what it looked like? Looked like he didn't care about any one of those interceptions that he threw. It looked like he cared less about throwing an interception than anything else out there. But this last week,
we've seen this before, by the way.
From who?
Tebow. He would hold on the ball forever.
Yeah, that looked like Tebow. You're right. That looked like Tebow yesterday.
Right.
Wait
till the guy is like wide open.
Right. That looked like Tebow yesterday.
And then
that didn't look like Case Keenum.
And then when panicked, just throw it up there.
Man, you got to let it rip, man. This is the league, man. Let it rip. Play your game. Have some fun.
The difference was, and we saw it with Peyton Manning, which was so amazing, is that Peyton Manning had so much confidence that the ball would get to where he needed to be when he needed to be there.
He would throw it early.
It was amazing.
He would throw it. Peyton. So since when Peyton lost his arm strength, he depended on timing and where guys are supposed to run the route.
But he never lacked the confidence to throw the ball to where he thought the receiver should be.
Right.
So oftentimes,
even if it was early.
All the time early, because he didn't have that same arm strength. So he would throw the guys open, I mean, to small windows all the time. And the ball didn't zip in there, but it got there.
But that's what Case says. That's what I'm saying. So all this talk about, you know, like Troy Rank just came on. I love my man Troy. And he said, you know, Case Keenum is tied with the lead for interceptions in the NFL with 5. I'm like, so?
That wouldn't bother you.
No, you know why it doesn't bother me? You know why it wouldn't bother me? Because I played against.
Because you're a first-round draft pick?
No,
because you've been all everything? Because you're filled with confidence?
Because I played against a guy who was a great quarterback, and he was like a 2-1 interception to touchdown. That guy's Brett Favre. Okay.
Well, he had probably plenty of confidence, Brett Favre.
Listen. If you want to be great, that's the way you play.
So you're giving Case good advice, but it's great advice. It's definitely, I totally agree with you 100% on the advice. The difference is he playing with that advice or is he in some different place?
I would tell if he would.
You're coaching him up right now.
Man, listen, man. If he was my quarterback, I would tell him, Case, man, I just need you to have some fun. First of all this other stuff, you know, we can talk through it. We can talk about these concepts. But then.
You know, he's not a real fun guy. Did you know that? Have you really?
I don't know.
No, he's not.
I'm just telling you, man.
If that's not who he is, though.
If you want to be a great coach in this league, You have to encourage guys to go out there and have fun on game day.
You know, that's just not who he is. It's been interesting getting to know him. He's just not he's a competitor. He's fiery,
man.
But he's not like
one of those
guys. Tell
me he wasn't holding
guys.
On to that football yesterday. On one of the plays where he scrambled left, scrambled right, stepped up left, and was about to sling the ball, I'm like, who do you think you are? I mean, slamming Sammy Ball? I mean, what are you doing? I mean, throw the ball. Like, what are you doing? Like, it must have been 5 seconds.
So you've got a left tackle who doesn't understand the game. You've got a player who you need to give pep talks to in terms of Case Keenum.
It was just a bad day, man. It was a bad day. The weather affected
his. And you got bad weather.
The weather had more to do with Case Keenum playing poorly than anything.
So how does he get his mojo back?
Man, just go out there and rip it, man. You just got to rip it. In this league, you can't play cautious in this league because it will punish you.
Do you think that's the message that will be sent to him this week by Musgrave and VJ and
It's
got
to be
else?
Sent to him. If you're playing cautious in this league, man, I don't want to see a team that is cautious because you can't win in this league playing cautiously.
Will there be a shootout on Monday night?
It better be. If we're not thinking about 35 points, then we might as well call it a day already.
Right.
We shouldn't even play that game if we're not talking about 35.
We can see what KC can do.
Right. We're going to run the football against them because we run the football against everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Garrett Bowles, man, he cannot make those selfish plays where he is torquing guys and twisting them at the end of the play. And all you old offensive linemen, all you old defensive linemen know exactly what I'm talking about because it's the part of the game that's the easiest to see. And that thing, you know, that thing can be corrected by just not doing that selfish act and you're going to be okay. Just don't do that part of it, man. It just looks bad for, you know, a guy beats you across the face, throw your body at him, and then, you know what? Let's ask Case Keenum to get out of some trouble sometime, too.
So we've heard this now from Mark Schlereth, offensive lineman. We've heard it from Alfred.
Very selfish day.
Linebacker, defensive
very,
lineman.
Very, very, very selfish day.
How will the Broncos respond to it, and how will Case Keenum move forward? Time for you to chime in next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web, 303-790-2222, the phone number, SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
It's a Reaction Monday, brought to you by First Bank with Big Alan Dmac.
Garrett Bowles, baby. Garrett Bowles.
That's a good one.
He will be on this list next year. That's where I'm planting my flag.
Oh, you said he will be. Not he could be.
Yes.
He will be.
He will be.
I love it.
He will be.
That bandwagon is gassed up.
Yes. Locked and loaded. Me and Raj are the only two on it right now.
I pull all my arms and legs into and let him trust.
Huh? Yeah, Garrett Bowles. Garrett Bowles. All right, let's take some phone calls, Alfred. You
wait
ready?
Wait a minute. Did he say that Garrett Bowles is going to be part of the top 100 of the NFL?
Yeah.
That's 2 weeks in a row for Stokely.
Let it breathe! Rock gonna happen! Gonna happen!
Gonna happen! Gonna happen! All right, don't give up on the Broncos yet, I guess. James, you're on the fan. Hi, James. What's up?
Hey, guys. Big Al, D-Mac. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I've been listening to you guys since I moved here from back east, man. I get in trouble with my wife every day. Same station on. She says, I know you're not listening to that sports channel again. But I just wanted to say I'm a Jet fan, so I just wanted you guys to take a look. So what, Keenan looked just like Sam Darnold, like a rookie. You know, he threw the short passes and held the ball long.
Yeah, I know.
So the game looked kind of deja vu to me. And one thing, and I want you guys to check this out, I'm through. Didn't DJ have the same look, confused look like he had last year? Where things are not going well.
Yes, he did.
pretty animated, but he has that confused look. He's just like Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles, the only thing with this, the difference between the two is Todd Bowles just keeps his arm forward the whole game. That's it. They're both confused.
All right. Thank you, James. Appreciate it. Yeah, I was telling Al off the air, it reminded me of when Embry and you're running back. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Bieniemy. The confusion of the coaches and the panic on the sideline kind of pervaded, you know, the effort on the field.
Yeah, I think
it would have got better, by the way, had Embry and Bieniemy been given another year. I think it would have worked out better, but I think it is disappointing to not just lose, but the way you lose compared to the way you lost last year on the road.
I mean, we should have made that team have to make a first down. We should have made that team have to make two first downs at the end of the game to not give us the football back.
We did not do that.
And that's right. Now that's where Case cannot. That's why you can't throw an interception, especially not on second down.
I know.
You cannot throw an interception on second down.
A lot of time.
That's low football IQ. Throwing that
9:17 left in the game.
Yeah, you can't throw it there. If it was third down and you were trying to fit one in, or fourth down and you were trying to fit one in, I get you.
It was like last year when we started seeing Trevor make just these terrible mistakes, and we're like, wow, of all the things that we didn't expect you to do was dumb mental mistakes. Like, you were supposed to be a smarter type of quarterback. Yeah. Like, what is going on? And then you go into the psyche of the player. And that's a deep, dark place, Al. That's where you got to get out on the couch and you got to go through it. Like, who are you? You know, why are you? You know, what? You have to go through these. Now, I understand your frustration. I do. But then you have to go through your psychology of who you are and what you've been through. And the way you got into the NFL in your career is much different than Case Keenum. Much different.
Yeah, but they paid him the money. Once the money been paid, go play, man.
But it doesn't change who you are as a person.
Man, it would change me. As a player? What are you going to do, tell me not to do something? Not that you're giving me $26 million?
Yeah, but all of a sudden, when you get that money...
You gave me $26 million, and now you're going to... What? I'm supposed to listen to everything you say? No, you gave me the $26 million because I can play, so just let me play.
But that's probably not how a journeyman player sees it.
Once they give you the money...
That's how you see it, but look at yourself. You were a highly recruited guy. You played for national championships. You're award-winning. You're College Football Hall of Fame. You're a first-round draft pick. I mean, you're just a different cat. You're just you're not an undrafted guy who nobody ever believed in.
But the money equalizes everything. Once you have the money, what are they going to do? Bench you? I wish you would.
He's not going to get benched.
But then do your thing then. But go out there and play with a tremendous confidence.
But just because they pay you like you're a different person doesn't necessarily mean you are a different person.
Yes, you are a different guy. As soon as they give you that check, you're a different guy.
Well, not emotionally, you're not, Al.
You should be. Emotionally.
Whether you should be or not, it doesn't change things.
Emotionally, you should be free to do all the things that you thought about doing playing the quarterback position. And you know what? Week one was perfect for me because you know what? He threw three picks. So what? He tried to fit two in.
Why did Case Keenum look so different than Baker Mayfield?
Baker Mayfield not a worry in the world.
There you go.
Not one worry. Doesn't matter.
He's not thinking about it.
My team.
Let's go. That's what I do.
I'm the first pick in the draft. I do whatever I want to do.
Right. You're so right.
And you know what? He's cocky enough and arrogant enough where he's right. Don't worry about it. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
The most confident player I was ever around, ever, was Jim Kelly. His confidence level, Al, was, I don't care what happened.
That's really good.
I don't care what happened. Now, I didn't cover John when he was during his playing days.
Because I was going to say John Elway.
Well, I'm going to guess.
Well, I would say.
I'm guessing John was the same way.
I would say the most confident player I've ever been around is Shannon Sharp.
There you go.
Without a doubt.
Such thing as a bad day for Shannon Sharp.
You know what? You know what? I was open. Seven. I was open. I was open. Come on, man. I was open. I mean, right. I can see him with his hands up looking at John like, I was open. I can see him right now.
The most confident athlete I ever was even close to like watching on a regular basis was when I was growing up, was Larry Bird.
Right.
I mean, just right. It just was ridiculous.
Right, right.
But 3-point contest, who's coming in second?
You know, I was like, when I watched John used to throw the football, man, he throw it in these tight windows, and I just, you know, standing on the sideline, and I would literally think, I used to be on the other sideline. Like, I used to be on the defensive side watching this happen to us. Now that he's on my side,
right,
we're not going to lose. Like, I really knew that we weren't going to. Maybe some other guys were trying to figure it out. But when you've been on a bad team and you don't have a quarterback and you don't have a quarterback that can get the ball where it goes or supposed to go, you know immediately that you don't have a chance to win.
Al, this is something that is deep and psychological, and either you got it or you don't. And with Keenum,
I need that guy. Keenum's, I thought he was that guy.
Keenum's getting paid as if he has that confidence. But everything in his background would sort of tell you he probably doesn't have it.
You think Ben Roethlisberger worries about how many interceptions he throws?
Hell no.
You know,
what?
You think Matthew Stafford wonders about
maybe
any...
a little bit.
No, Matthew, he doesn't.
Maybe a little
no,
bit.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't care. You know, when you look at Tom Brady last night, I'm like,
he definitely doesn't care.
You know, when the game was getting out of reach, he just said, hey, I got to make a play.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't care.
You know, Tom has been so great with the football, but there comes a point in the game where you have to make a play. Even though it's a dangerous situation.
Only Case can answer this question to himself. When you're out in that field, are you thinking to yourself, I got 3 touchdowns and 5 interceptions? Or are you just
right,
playing?
Right,
but
that's
only,
a good point.
Only he can answer. It's a truth-telling moment. If you're in the batter's box, and we've all played baseball or softball at some level, when you have 2 strikes on you, are you thinking, I want to drive a pitch, or are you thinking, I hope I don't strike out?
Right.
And only you can answer that, and that's the magic of sports. So here we go. The truth will be told from this point on. The preseason is officially done, Al.
It's done now. We know enough about every team in the NFL after 3 games.
It's done. Every team's played a road game. Every team's played at home. Everybody's been scouted. Everything's out on the table.
Right. I mean, when you see the Bills do what they did yesterday,
yeah,
in that win, and nobody, if you had one of those, suicide polls where you had to pick a team that you're going to get a win against.
Yeah, that was it.
You're out.
Right, right. Nobody picked the Bills.
Nobody picked the Bills. And guess what?
Or if guess they picked what? The Bills, it was only to cover a 17-point spread.
Did you hear what Josh Allen was told?
No, what?
Go out there and let it rip.
There you go.
Go let it rip. Have some fun.
Who was he told that by?
Head coach. Let it rip.
And he did.
Hurtling over people, throwing it in tight spaces. A blowout.
Yeah. Because, by the way, whatever you want to say about Josh Allen,
he does have that dude.
freaky arm strength, size, big hands.
Confidence.
Yeah. The guy's a freak with that stuff. A freak. Okay. We'll get to your calls. We got a dude who's been hanging on for an hour. My man, Paul. Hang in there, Paul. We'll get to you next.
It's a Reaction Monday, brought to you by First Bank with Big Alan D-Mac.
All right, we're going to be on Facebook Live with Johnny Love filling in. Kyle Berry is running the Wheels of Steel. Kevin Kistner sitting in his chair because Big Sexy is off to go watch wrestling tonight. Because it's Raw.
Monday Night Raw.
And then SmackDown's tomorrow night. So back-to-back theater performances at Pepsi Center. Alfred, it is my 24-year wedding anniversary today.
Congratulations.
Tell my wife that I love her very much. Number 24. And we got married 6 years to the day that we met. So it's 30 years ago today that I met my wife.
Good for you.
Thank you very much. So I'm very proud of that.
Very cool.
It's a lot of work in a marriage, but I couldn't have done it with a better woman. And I've got 2 wonderful kids, and I'm a lucky guy.
Sure,
great work family, great family at home. And it was so much fun yesterday to be watching the AT&T Sportsnet broadcast of the Rockies with Spilly sitting in the upper
nosebleeds,
and then there's my son, who's a sophomore in college, sitting right next to him.
Oh, nice.
And my wife and I just had the biggest howl because they kept going back and forth. They kept cutting to it. And so I talked to my mom today, and she goes, "Do you miss Connor?" And I go, "You know, with technology and the way things are, and the fact that I'm watching him on the Pac-12 network at a girls volleyball game, I'm seeing him on ESPN at a football game, I'm watching him watch the Rockies, I feel like, you know, even though he's in Arizona, I feel like I know what's going on. I just talked to him today. He's coming up for the ASU-CU game, which is at 1 o'clock, by the way. 1 o'clock kick. And I'll see him this weekend for Parents Weekend. He's coming back home. Al, you know, with technology and the way the world is, it feels like you're next door even if you're not.
Well,
so,
when I had four boys, I knew my four boys would leave me eventually. So I've just been bracing for that. So it just kind of happens. I knew they were going. They had to start their own family. So I just kind of look at it like, you know what?
They haven't left quite yet, though. You've had like a rotation of...
I love it when they come home.
Right,
I just love it. I mean, there's nothing better for me. If you want to make me happy, spend a week or two with Dad. Spend a year. Spend a year with Dad. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I had such a blast, you know, raising my kids. Every time I see him, man, it's just our conversations are so wide open now, and I couldn't wait to get to this point in our lives where we could have some honest, serious relationships and conversations about things that probably would have made us uncomfortable when they were teenagers. But I love it. Talk about money. We talk about cars. We talk about houses and how they want to, you know, get to where they want to get to in their relationships. I'm like, man, it's great. I just love being a dad.
We're lucky guys, no doubt about it.
Love being a dad.
Lucky guys. And yeah, I think just for a little perspective, all we want is for the teams that we like the most to do the best they can. Nobody's out here rooting against anybody, that's for sure. But I think it's fair for us to be an independent voice because we have no direct affiliation with any of the organizations here in town. Thank God, by the way. Because what you hear out of this radio station in terms of what you really enjoy, sports, the teams, is an honest opinion. It's not being couched. It's not being biased or it's not being twisted for any other reason.
Yeah, it was a sloppy game yesterday. I didn't like it. But once again, when you're 2-1, you don't complain. The Patriots are 1-2.
Yeah, by the way, that we'll probably get to that more tomorrow, but that ship may be sailing.
I know. We say the same thing every year.
I know, but there's
every
more.
Every year when they stumble in the beginning of the year.
There's more reasons to believe it this
Wait
year.
Wait till Josh Gordon shows up and he's Flash again, playing out there with Gronk, and Edelman's back from his 4-game suspension.
Maybe. You could be right.
You know, don't count him out.
All right, Paul, you got the last word here. What you got, Paul?
Hey, guys, I want to commend you for being the independent voice in Denver because, I mean, I listen to you with all the social media for that purpose. And I only have two comments for you today.
All right.
And I'll make them quickly. And I only ask that you comment on or respond to both of them. One is to give confidence to our view of Case Keenum. And the first one is to say that I can't believe that a year ago, and this is me in my 60s, a year ago, we had the opportunity to have both Wade Phillips here and Kyle Shanahan at the same time, and we did not get that done. I'll let you comment later after I hang up. With Case Keenum, in high school, college, and 5 or 7 years after college, playing on weekends, I played quarterback, and I know the energy of quarterback. And I can tell you, I feel from Case that he's got that energy of electricity to win in the fourth quarter. And I'm not saying that the first three games are any kind of testament to his capability. But I have this intuitive feeling of confidence in Case Keenum, and I'll just let that be what I want to say.
Right. Appreciate the phone
call.
It,
Paul. You want to talk about that?
And I do, too. And Kyle Shanahan, love Kyle, man. Love Coach Shanahan. He's not the most dynamic play caller in the NFL anymore. Sean McVay with the Los Angeles Rams is the best play caller in the NFL right now. No doubt about it. For my partner, D-Mac, for Kyle Berry, for Big Sexy.
Thank you.
And for Kevin Kistner.
What a job he did today.
I know, man. Amazing. I'm Big Al, man. We're going to see you guys on Facebook Live. Yeah. And as far as Case Keenum and his confidence, of course we all believe in that. Let's get it in. We'll be back tomorrow at 3 on the Drive. Good night, everybody.